I really don't know how to introduce this stuff, but I don't know. Welcome back to the podcast, you know. This week's headliner. Woo! For my open mic.
Yeah, be honest. Tell them how excited you are.
I am so excited. I've been waiting for this moment all day. But yeah, I have with me Chris Johnson.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Super excited. He's going to be headlining with this Thursday. September, what is it? September, what day is that? September 9th. Yeah, September 9th, so definitely check it out. Also, we're on the patio of Scully's, which is an open mic that he hosts. So if you hear a lot of talking in the background, yeah, that's what that is.
You'll hear niggas and cicadas.
Yep. Always a good time. I mean, I like it. It's a vibe.
Still exciting.
It's still exciting.
I don't know what exciting means, though. I'm not sure if I have that feeling in my repertoire of emotions. yeah, I don't know if I'm capable of that. Maybe anxiety. I just have anxiety. And I don't know if I don't even know if it's anxiety either. It's just I either give a fuck way much, too much, or I don't. But either way, my face is like this and my voice is like this.
Yeah.
I'm half mannequin.
You're half a mannequin?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm very expressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. That's the word, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we didn't get along in the beginning when you first started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like we didn't like each other, but we weren't I felt like friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like we were beefing or anything.
Well, we were beefing in your head. You hated me. I was your nemesis.
I wouldn't go that far. Holy fuck, they are getting louder and louder.
Niggas and cicadas.
Yeah, but anyway, so my question for you, what is your first or your worst bomb?
So I think there's levels of bombs. Level one bomb is like you go, like everybody else is doing well. The mm-hmm. crowd came to see comedy. They're laughing at everybody else.
Yeah.
The mic is fine. There's no music. There's no TVs.
Yeah.
And people just hate you. The crowd is
the
just
crowd
like
not fuck with you.
Talking niggas and buzzing cicadas just like right now. It's like,
yep.
No laughter. They hate you. That's never happened to me. But I have had technical difficulties with the mic. I didn't know how to speak into it in the beginning. But when I did speak into it, I'd get laughs and stuff. So I think that's like a two or three. And then I don't think I do that well with black women.
Yeah.
I don't know why yet, but
it's your jokes about women.
Well.
It's your jokes about women. That's why I didn't like you in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Yeah, it used to piss. No, but okay, so I can put up with a certain level of comedy about women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, fine. But then there's certain things you're saying, I'm like, fuck, man. And then it makes me a little bit mad. But it's all subjective. You know, comedy is subjective, you know?
And it's perspective. And I also learned to argue multiple sides.
Yeah.
Of a certain kernel of a joke too, so
yeah,
you know, you can get them, pull them away, and push them away and pull them back. And I had one set with there was nothing but black women in the crowd. I mean, literally, two black dudes and one white dude was it. I was winging it a lot. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I said in the beginning to lose them, but I got them back in the second half. So that was like a level two, three, two and a half bomb. Other than that, I never had bombs, but maybe bombing moments, you know. But
yeah.
And half the time, they don't even know they were supposed to laugh. You know what I'm saying? It's you. You thought something was funny, and you just keep going, and it's fine.
Yeah. I feel like as long as people are paying attention, it's not a bomb. It just sucks when you're talking and everyone is just fuck, they're just ignoring what you're doing. Like, it's fine, fuck me. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting myself out here.
It's a difference in the silence where they're looking at you mm-hmm. and then the other silence where they're moving around in their seats, looking around, how can I escape this? This is horrible, you know what I'm saying?
But at least there's a level of respect of being quiet.
Yeah, if you're interesting, they'll still it's still okay.
Yeah.
But if you're excruciating, you can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Well, cool.
Scully's, man.
Scully's. I always do well here for some reason. Yeah. I feel like I do decently.
That's good.
Some of my best sets are here, honestly.
This is probably your second most comfortable stage, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been here almost as much as Shrunken Head, right?
Yeah. I'd say here in Bossy Girls, mm-hmm. I kind of like the same level of comfort for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I got on my first show was Scully's open mic, so I kind of have a preference to Scully's a little bit because of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like where it began, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah.
Talk more about me now.
Okay. I mean, true. This is a podcast about you.
I'm fine with you. I love your laugh. Your laugh makes us people who are comics and are trying things out. It gives us permission to fuck around a little bit and see where we can go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think my laugh gives sometimes people excuse to laugh. I feel like sometimes people are scared to laugh. And it's like, just like fucking breathe, dude. Yes, like, it's not that serious.
Yes, I appreciate you in the crowd every time.
Yeah. Now, people used to make fun of me. Okay, I'm now talking about myself. We can talk about this later.
I did it to you. I did it on purpose just so I could be like, now back to me.
I caught myself. Oh, now we got a trash can being dragged across. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna cut that out. just like there's a podcast of the trash can being drunk.
Biggest cicadas and janitors.
Yeah, I have a real professional setup here. anyways, who are your influences for comedy?
Oh man, I listen to everybody the same way I listen to music. I listen to every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to stop when I listen to somebody too much. I don't want to be so influenced that I sound like a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm mm-hmm. conscious of that. But I was into Patrice O'Neal a lot earlier this year, and then I transferred to Don Rickles a lot. I'm really listening to a lot of old Don Rickles.
Mm.
I feel like he probably didn't start crowd work, but he was the first one to make it like a show. Like mm-hmm. when he headlined, it was about everybody else in the crowd. So much so that he'd bring someone up on stage and make a bit out of that.
Really?
Of nothing. Yeah, for like 10 to 20 minutes.
I wish that'd be cool. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. He's so comfortable on stage. That's what everybody sort of aspires to have, is that confidence. Comedy's confidence, in a way.
Yeah. I want Netflix special confidence.
Yeah.
I don't need a Netflix special. I just want to be that confident.
Yeah, I just want to be comfortable enough to let my subconscious speak for me without thinking too much and being able to connect the crowd to what I'm really, truly thinking. So much so that I may say something about myself that I didn't even know. You know what I mean?
Right. Personal revelations on stage, just in real time. Who needs therapy? Just right. Do stand-up.
I don't want to find out I'm gay in front of people.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
I guess it would.
You pull someone up on stage, and you're like, oh my god, this is it, I'm gay. I'm
proposing to a straight man on stage.
That'd be special.
Special.
I would pay to see that. What was the last question? I have the worst memory. Then I literally have like three questions.
When COVID hit.
Hmm?
COVID, Dolphin Lounge. Bottoms up.
Cool. Yeah. Talk about your shows.
Yeah. And I'll just give you the questions, too.
Yeah. Thanks for doing my job. This is why you have your own little, like, production thing going on, don't you?
Well, what happened was we all had nowhere to go. We were all sitting in the house for 6 months. Comedians, I think, suffered the most. And, It fell on me. I wasn't all that smart about it. It just happened that I went to a bar that was struggling, opened up when COVID first opened, when bars were allowed to come back in.
Uh-huh.
And the lady just was like desperate for business. And so I said, I know a ton of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anywhere to go. Lucas was starting to Shrunken Head back up, but that's all we had. So she gave me one Sunday out of the month, and we did that. And then the coffee shop thing happened, and I bought a stage.
Mm-hmm.
and the PA and mics and wires and
all that good shit.
Yeah, HB had the light for us, so we started street performing. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, you accomplish a lot. And, like, how long you been doing stand-up?
Almost 2 years. I think I'm, like, 21 months, 22 months now.
Nice.
I started right before COVID hit. I went on stage, like, for 2 weeks every day, and that was it. And then COVID hit.
Did you go back out immediately when Shrunken Heads first opened up? I can't remember. Because there was, like, 10 of us.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Like, I wasn't going every week, I don't think. I think I got up and worked out whatever it was that I had been writing for that six-month period.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dolphin Lounge happened. And then I did 5 minutes of that and 5 minutes of some old shit and just made a way for everybody else. You know, I wasn't going to, like, be a me show. You know what I mean?
We
just,
yeah.
Got all the guys up there.
It was cool. Yeah. I always liked their shows. I always really like Dolphin Lounge. I like the
Did you come
stage.
To Bottoms Up? You've been to Bottoms Up?
Yeah, I've been to Bottoms Up. Yeah. That's also a really cool space, too, because they have, like, the couches, and it feels, like, really homey, and, like, I like the art on the wall. And isn't it, like, a black-owned business,
too? It's a black-owned business, and it's a pretty eclectic crowd that comes there. They're coffee shop patronizers that will come to our comedy shows that normally wouldn't come to comedy shows.
Right.
So that's dope for us, too.
Mm-hmm. That's super cool.
Yeah, I haven't made a dollar off any of this, by the way.
You haven't?
No, I lose money every time.
Yeah.
I'm like a golfer, you know what I mean? It's a hobby to me, and it's expensive, and it doesn't matter. I like it. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like where I'm at with my comedy shit. It's like I'm paying. Like, I feel like Columbus comics, we lose more money than we are making.
I think that also speaks to who we are in terms of a comedy scene versus other cities. I've been other places, and I think we're better if on a versus. We're better than Austin.
Really?
Oh yeah. We're not better than Philly. We're almost neck and neck. But you know what? The difference between us and them is that so many people have come out of Philly and been successful that they take it really seriously.
Yeah.
So they have their best comics up on stage on open mics when the crowd is there. They don't go, the list does not go in order.
Uh-huh.
They put people up how they need to put them up, and they try new material all the time. They're trying it on themselves,
Yeah. And
each other out in the patio, outside of the clubs.
Yeah.
And they have 3 or 4 mics a night.
Oh, and that's cool.
And I think we're getting to that space. The city is growing. I mean, we're poised for it. You know, that's why. So I started Cap City Comics just as an LLC to protect us when we do stuff, you know, out and about, but also to make a sort of portal for people in the city to find out when and where we're doing stuff. And it's not just me, it's your show, and it's, you know, whoever's show. I don't even know some of the comics that throw shows, but if I see them put a flyer up, I put it up too.
That's cool. I mean, we all have to help each other out.
I think so, with the podcasts and all the things that we do.
Yeah, I try to share as much as I can and go out to as much as I can.
If we do that, if we conglomerate, if we make it a conglomerate, I think we'll get people to come to these mics even, because those are the free shows, and then they can maybe be interested in the paid shows later on. And it's not for money, still not. It's just to have people to play to.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want to just do it for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, but it's like after a while you hear the same jokes over and over, and it's like you can only grow so much, like performing to the same group of people.
So many women need to hear Scoop and Flick, man.
That's what I hate when I go on stage and it's like men, and I'm like, fuck me. Like, I'm like, I'm still going to do my jokes, but it's definitely for women.
I love that women have it so easy. It makes me...
Women have it so easy?
Yeah, in comedy, I think. Yeah,
you think in comedy?
Sure. Okay. Well, most of the time, a comedic audience is majority female.
Okay.
And even if it's 50...
You think?
Well, here it's a little weird, right? We get a lot of dudes here for some
reason. And at Shrunken Head, it's always dudes. And then whenever I'm at Bossy's, it's like a lot of dudes.
Well, the dudes in Bossy's, are they dudes? Or do they identify as dudes?
Yes.
Another trash can. Hold on. Who's shitting in the trash cans all day? No, nobody's been here.
Why is that trash can so full?
On a Tuesday.
on a Tuesday.
It closed yesterday. Anyway,
that was that does not smell good. That's been in there for like a minute. Anyways,
it smells like home.
Yes, it smells like home.
Hell yeah, I'm a bachelor.
Shut up.
Now I was saying that even if a crowd is 40% women, women laugh harder, louder than men, because dudes are trying to be so tough.
They're like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll see them smiling. And sometimes
or like they're like,
yeah. Women are less inhibited.
Yeah.
And if a female comic can just say something that women can identify with, I think that's a plus, because they don't identify with the shit I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if I'm saying something that's true, they ain't going to like it. You know, so...
You gonna say something if it's true? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's great for women to be able to just come up and just release by talking about shit that they need to hear.
Yeah, I like that.
We got a show coming up in October here, October 8th, and we got no women to put on it yet.
Oh shit!
I've never seen you do 20 minutes. I wonder. We need somebody who can do 20.
The longest I've done is 15, yeah. And that was at Bossy's, mm-hmm. because like Gilly was literally was just like was fuck just like go. Keep going, like. But like yeah, I don't think I'm at the 20 minute mark.
Yeah, I'm
trying. Right. I'm really trying to hone it. I know I have like a lot to grow. Shayna.
Yeah, I talked to her about it. She's tentative. She's busy.
Yeah, Katie Humphries.
I don't know if she's ready yet. I guess she's been on stage lately.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other. There are some other ones that are like not the Shrunken Head scene. That's why I feel like I want this mic to be like a way for people, like the common ground for like all different types of like Columbus comics, and that's why I really am trying to like make friends and like network with people, because I want my mic to be like the common ground where everyone can come to and just like connect. Yeah. Yeah, instead of like, because I feel like it's almost like super clicky.
Yeah.
And like when we're divided, I mean, we can still make a scene, and like everyone has their own little. Oh my god.
it's a dead body. They're getting rid of that person. He got gloves on this time. It's a person.
I'm leaving the trash cans in. I'm just like three.
He fucked though. The first two times he didn't have gloves on, like he's like trying to hide his fingerprints.
No, like no. That's why he's like, no.
Did he have a mask on the first two times either?
No.
I won't tell anyone.
What was I saying? But no, I want it to be like a common ground for us to come and connect, because I feel like it's just so like fragmented, and it's like when we're divided, we're not going to be as strong.
Yeah, same. I feel the same with what I'm trying to do. I think
Columbus can be a real scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's getting like the city's getting so big.
It's getting big. It's progressive.
Yeah. You know,
so I mean, I think that's a. The left wing and the right wing are places where people do want to hear things that they're thinking about in either. Because I've been in these rural towns and they like me the most, like white biker dudes.
That's what, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I think that's why you do well at my mic, because it's like biker vibe, kind of rough. Not like rough, but it's like they're not gonna be like super PC. Yeah, they're not gonna be afraid to like laugh at shit.
I've been itching to say the R word a lot.
Yeah.
Reparations. That's my whole shtick. Fucking help.
Reparations. That's funny. I was like, oh, don't do that to me. Holy fuck, he's bringing those trash cans.
I told you, it's body parts, man.
What do they do at Scully's on a weekend?
Take out the garbage, apparently.
It's like a month's worth of trash.
This place needs
to like a month's worth of trash is behind there. What was my third fucking question?
My love life.
You said I love life?
My love life. Mm. You want to ask? No.
Oh, don't. Your love life?
Please don't.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you talk about it on stage. And if people want, they can come and listen to you talk about your...
That's the P word. I don't want to.
Pussy?
Prostitution.
Oh.
I don't want to reveal that much.
Shut up. Oh, fuck me. I'm trying to think. What? I've been so good. Okay, so it's like, I asked your first or worst bomb. Who are your influences? Oh, why do you do comedy?
What's weird is I just loved it all my life, right? But never thought about being on stage. And then, I don't know, I was a class clown growing up. Like,
I can see you being a little shit.
Yeah, definitely was. I was.
It's funny, I ran into a dude I went to middle school with, and my brother was killed when I was 13.
Oh, shit.
And I stopped going to school. I dropped out in eighth grade. And this guy I knew before that, and he was like, oh man, you were so funny back in the day. And he didn't know that from the ages of maybe 13 to 20, late 20s, life was really rough and dark for me. So I had to become stoic out of necessity. And it was like that part of me sort of died. And after I cleaned up my life and got shit together and was mature, I was like, you know, I had
to
find
the fuck I'm doing way back here.
We're doing the podcast.
I'm
Yeah, sorry.
It's my best friend.
That's Funny Guy Fish.
Or AKA but. Lady of Rage.
Damn, well y'all, I might as well come on now.
Don't say it. He's worse than Candyman. You say his name once and you can't fucking get rid of him.
Hi guys.
Hi.
So yeah,
what are you eating?
These are barbecue pistachios.
Okay. No, I'm good. You just have like a sandwich baggie. No, I do not.
Hey, you know, ever meet a nigga who has a growing lisp? He didn't have it the first year I knew him and shit. And it's just getting worse and worse. It's like, he's regressing as a man.
I'm more comfortable with life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was able to try to dig back into who I really was, and I started writing comedy. I don't know why. And then I went to a festival, and the guy was cracking on me on stage, and the guy let me go up to defend myself, and I had a joke written.
Really?
Yeah. I hate to admit this, but it was the feet joke.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the beginning of that feet joke. You know what I'm saying? It's grown now, but like, I'm still doing my very first joke, really.
Did I ever tell you about one time you made fun of my feet and you're like, Jordan has white feet?
I did not say that on stage.
No, but like to me personally, yeah. You like that on my feet. Yeah. You're like, Jordan has white feet. And ever since then, I've been so self-conscious about my feet and I never have felt anything.
You're special. It's amazing.
What?
You're biracial, but only from the ankle down. Beautiful, man.
It's like, God damn it.
When the Civil War comes out, fucking wear sandals. You'll be fine.
Civil War? Shut up. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's why I started, and then I just couldn't stop afterwards. It's sort of a drug, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. It's a weird high. It's like... Yeah. High risk, high reward. I said this before, but yeah.
It is dope. You have to have it. And I think you have to have it more often as time goes by. And having a good set maybe only lasts a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want more, more. Mm-hmm. You want to be on more shows. You want to do more time. Yeah. You want to do. You keep and you keep going.
Or else heroin.
Or heroin. That's a last resort. End of my life, when I feel like I'm like in my 80s, I might try heroin.
Ah, so what I feel exactly. Mm-hmm. No one believes, no one understands that.
No.
What else would you do?
Yeah, you're old. You're going to die anyways.
Yes,
I want to know what heroin feels like.
Crack?
Yeah.
She had to think about it.
Because my whole thing is like...
The white feet part of you had to think about that.
I don't know. I've heard stories.
I mean, crack is so demonized. And, like, the thing is, like, I have partaken.
It's like when niggas had pit bulls.
Yeah.
It was like, pit bulls are so dangerous.
And then you're like,
you know what I mean?
Back.
And now they got micro puppy pit bulls, like, you know what I mean? And they're all in the gentrified areas. It's okay now. Now Doberman is the new nigga dog. Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Well,
it's been 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Thanks for coming on. You can definitely catch him when? September 9th?
September 9th.
Yeah, this James Thursday. Beans. He's funny.
Sometimes.
Check it out. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think more times than not.
Yeah.
And the only times I think you're not funny is when you make jokes about women. It kind of hurts me, but it's okay. That's just the feminist of me. But anyways, thanks for coming on. You want to add
anything?
Thanks
for having me. You're the dopest. There's that September 9th. There's September 11th. Ty Erskine's show.
It's yeah.
September 26th, I'll be at the Funny Bone. Mark Gregory.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That'll be fun, I think.
Yeah.
And,
that's so fucking dope.
Cap City Comics.
Yeah.
The conglomerate.
Go
Jordan
look him up.
Reinhardt.
Yeah. And go look him up on Facebook and all that good shit. All right. Bye. Hold up. I should unlock my phone. This is so awkward. Holy.
I know